which is
to sack
about
them.
To sack them. And it's been written to the Speaker to trigger that process. This process was started by another member of Parliament. And that then becomes the issue. And remember the point we made at the beginning, that the constitutional provision itself, on the question of if he seeks to remain in the House, again, is the question of if he seeks to remain in this Parliament or the next Parliament.
Yeah.
Again, is the question that needs to be resolved. Very interesting days ahead, and the ball is in the court. Look, if you're a Supreme Court judge right now, if you're the Chief Justice, I don't envy you, because this is going to come before you. You have to first decide when to do it. Are you going to put it ahead of the LGBTQ? What will be a reason for doing so?
But mustn't the issues be divided into two? Because if you look at the age, in terms of the independent member of parliament, it says if he was elected as member of parliament as an independent candidate and joins a political party, is that not straight away?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's the point I made at the beginning. Yeah. As for Andy Siama, in this case, as we speak to him, I'm talking about the three MPs.
The three
MPs who are gone independent, right? But Andy Siama's case is, for me, and of course, I'll wait for the Supreme Court to decide on this. It's a subject matter for the Supreme Court to decide. But on the face of it, it looks pretty black and white.
Okay.
And that if he was elected a member of parliament as an independent candidate, stop there, was he elected to parliament as an independent candidate? The answer to that is yes. And then go to the second part, and joins a political party. Has he joined a political party? Yes, he has, because he's not running on the ticket of the MPP from now. So for me, it's cut and dry, it's black and white in this case. There may be a gray area on the three MPs in question, who of course have gone independent, although they are in this parliament, on the ticket of two in the case of the MPP and one in the case of the NDC. The Supreme Court will have to decide that, in essence. But this is obviously a day that it's historic indeed. And we'll see how it plays out.
17th of October 2024 will definitely go down in the history of Ghana. But let's listen to former President John Dramani Mahama again on his reaction to this news, and then we'll cross over to Maxwell Agbawa.
From Parliament is true, and something historic has just happened. The report I am hearing is that the Speaker has declared 4 seats vacant. Of the 4 seats, 3 are from the MPP and 1 is from the NDC. So if those seats have been declared vacant, then it means in the line of one parliament, the minority has turned to the majority and the majority has turned to the minority.
All right, let's bring in Maxwell Agbawa, who's traveling with the former president. Maxwell, so at what point in time was the former president told about this development, and what was his reaction?
Well, the party supporters had gathered at the phone Methodist School Park, waiting his arrival. That earlier he had engagements with other stakeholders elsewhere. So all of the party supporters were gathered at the phone Methodist Park. He was not present there. So just when he arrived on the ground, his spokesperson, Joyce Bar Mukhtari, went closer to him and whispered into his ears what had happened. Standing very close to her was the deputy minority chief with Comfort, Dolu Kujo, who was also with Joyce Bar Mukhtari. So the two of them gave him that information, and he could clearly see the excitement, on his face. But even before they announced to him what had happened, the deputy minority chief whip had told the party supporters the news and information that she had just received from Parliament. And at that point, the rally grounds at the Cone Methodist school park was ruptured into a state of hilarity, into a state of uncontrollable excitement. Mm. All the party supporters continuously started singing the NDC anthem. Some of them who I interacted with said they believe that this is a victory before the December victory, and they told me that that is why they are celebrating. So when the NDC presidential candidate arrived and the information was given to him, you saw the excitement on his face. That was the first thing he talked about when he got the opportunity, you know, to speak to the party supporters who are gathered at the Cone Methodist school park. Also, Judge Babuktari also had opportunity to speak to the supporters before the arrival of the NDC presidential candidate. And he said, quote, "And just like that, God is working for the National Democratic Congress." He has left, many presidential candidates have left the Cook and Tomaso constituency. The team is set to arrive shortly here in the Tema Central constituency. We arrived here, the press arrived here just some minutes ago, and the news is also here. I just had the MP telling the party supporters to get ready and that they are going to celebrate the news that I just reached them, you know, for Parliament. So for the NDC people, for the party supporters we've been speaking to, the refrain for them is that this is a victory before the December victory break.
Mm. All right. Let's see how it goes. But what has the mood been ever since this happened? Has it changed? How did it look like in the morning? Has there been any difference?
Since morning, the NDC presidential candidate has been responding to some comments made on the campaign trail by President Ekufo-Addo, and that sort of injured his supporters, excited the base of the party, who say they are very happy with the responses that the NDC presidential candidate had given to President Ekufo-Addo. So this came more or less like a booster. Often, when you reach the campaign grounds, when the party people are waiting for the presidential candidate, then the presidential candidate, the press team is part of the advanced team that takes the lead. So the excitement is there. But when he arrives on the ground, the excitement usually reaches a different crescendo. I saw something quite different today. The excitement reached uncontrollable levels today when then the presidential candidate arrived on the ground. Okay. Obviously, because of the news that had been given to them by the deputy minority chief whip about what had just happened in Parliament. So the excitement was, I would say, a quadruple of what, you know, we've been used to on the campaign trail.
Okay, all right. Grateful to you, Maxwell Agbagba there. We still have Lawyer Painter on the line. Lawyer, so just in wrapping up with you, you heard Mr. Kwekwa Nsasare there. He says it will be difficult for the Supreme Court to make a pronouncement on this. But what's your own expectation of what the Supreme Court can do in this matter?
I fundamentally disagree with him. Mm. Because this is an issue bordering on interpretation of the Constitution. And it is only the Supreme Court that has been given the power to interpret the Constitution. Whatever the Speaker has done is, in essence, an attempt to interpret, Article 97, F and G of the Constitution, of that section, that is G and H, rather. Mm. And what it did is an interpretation. It's not to interpret by placing facts and evidence and this. And even the example, the very example that he gave, it does not fit. The example he gave of the MPP, of the MP for Mina, was a person that had been removed by the party. Mm. And therefore, what he did at the time was proper. So I fundamentally, because this is a constitutional matter, if we come up with a constitution, I don't even have to emphasize how heavily or how greatly I disagree with him. But it's a question of time. And I believe you keep a record of what he said and what we eventually transpire in the Supreme Court. It can never be the case that when it comes to an interpretation of the constitution, the Parliament of Ghana is that independent. It is not. I know they have their own working rules and so forth and so on, but in the way that it is interpreted, the way that it is meant to work for them, in the sense that it affects, I mean, any portion of the constitution that we have, the Supreme Court will always weigh in. They are the only body they have got the constitutional right to interpret the constitution, including subsidiary legislation. So I want to make it shorter.
But you do agree with him when he talks about the maintaining the independence of the legislature.
In theory and in practice, the three arms of government are independent of each other. But it's only the Supreme Court that's got the power to interpret any law in this country. Mm. No part of Ghana, no part, no body of government, whether the legislature and the executive, can remain free from the Supreme Court's constitutional interpretation. They cannot.
Okay.
So that if a day comes and Parliament decides that, you know, there's this popular thing that we all learned in secondary school, that the only thing that Parliament cannot do is to change a woman into a man and vice versa. That is a white lie. Mm. It's subject to the interpretation and the power and authority of the Supreme Court to do that interpretation. So none of them is exclusive. None of them can escape the eye of the Supreme Court when it comes to that. But it's just a question of time. He's giving some particular examples, which are, with due respect, I don't find necessary to go into. But then, I mean, this is a clear case where I believe that over the next 1 month, a lot of things are going to happen in the Supreme Court that will lay credence to what I say or what he says or what anybody says. So I would just pray that we all become patient and then see how things roll. But I'd like my views to be heard on this matter, which is the fact that what the Speaker of Parliament has done today essentially amounts to interpreting this portion of the Constitution based on his own understanding, which, of course, I fundamentally disagree with on a matter of law, the question of interpretation. I believe that his interpretation is wrong from every aspect of the law. In any way, from all the canons of interpretation, he's damn wrong, and I can say that. But because I'm just an individual like anybody who's entitled to his views, let's leave that for the Supreme Court to come.
Okay.
And when they speak, you can call me back and we shall remember this discussion and we'll know who was right and who was wrong.
Okay.
That's all I want to say.
Grateful to Eli Painter for speaking to us here. Now, you know that all of this is based on a precedent that people have been citing in 2021, the then Speaker of Parliament, Professor Michael Kwe, declared the seat of the former MP as vacant. He's been explaining his decision or what influenced that particular decision to my colleague Elton Broby. Watch this.
Joy 99.7 FM.
The business in every woman, from the young lady brimming with exciting and novel business ideas to the market queen managing her empire. There's the she architect, quantity surveyor, realtor, business consultant, crafting dreams into reality, and the multitasking mom, seamlessly blending work at home. The entrepreneur, meticulously checking stock. To the corporate woman, sealing deals on the move. Indeed, there's a business in every woman. Introducing Telecel Women in Business, our initiative to empower women-led and women-owned enterprises. Benefit from tailored activities, networking, business and technical support, free webinars, trainings, and more. To join this initiative, be a female-led business and a Telecel business customer. Visit telecel.com.gh/business to register now.
Telecel, connecting energies.
Hey. Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining my ears, bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy, now I'll be spraying them away with holy insecticide spray. I go spray them away with holy insecticide spray. When I sleep, I sleep.
Holy mosquito quell, holy multi-purpose insecticide spray. Ghana Krom Krom. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
Hello, my name is Mami Ikia, an entrepreneur and a mother of two. My work keeps me busy most of the time and sometimes takes me away from my family. But the safety and health of my family is very important to me. As a working mother, I cannot afford to take any chances when it comes to matters of health. That is why I signed up for a family healthcare plan from Equity Health Insurance. My family and I have access to over 700 hospitals, clinics, opticians, dentists, pharmacies, and diagnostic centers across the length and breadth of Ghana. With Equity Health Insurance, I no longer have to worry about medical bills. Anytime a member of my family visits a hospital, Equity Health Insurance has got my family and I covered. What about you? Who has got you covered?
Call Equity Health Insurance on 050-660-7910 and talk to them about your family health needs now. Visit equityhealthinsurance.com for more information. Equity Health Insurance, here for you.
Son, we are so proud of you for setting up this hospital. I really love those hospital beds and waiting chairs. By the way, did you import them?
No, Dad, I didn't. I actually got them from Kindle Books Stationery right here in Ghana.
Wow. We also bought our office supplies, safes, executive desks and chairs from Kingdom, and they gave us expert advice on how to set up our office.
Guys, that makes three of us. I also got our sofa and bedroom sets, plus our dining hall furniture for our new home from Kingdom.
Wow, Mom, that makes four of us. I usually get my stationery items from Kingdom. And my teacher also mentioned that our classroom furniture was provided by Kingdom.
So there you have it. Whenever you're thinking about setting up an office or acquiring furniture for your home, etc., Kingdom Books and Stationery should be your first point of call. With over 40 years' experience in the industry, we stock and supply a wide variety of globally sourced office and home furniture, stationery and equipment. Visit our head office, Osu Akwaje, or our office near the Osu Stadium. We're also in Tema Community 1, opposite Olam SHF, Kumase KNUSD Campus, UCC Cape Coast, and now at the Marina Mall, Airport City. Or call us 0302-764101, 764209, or 762792. Visit our website, www.kingdomgh.com.
The luckiest.
Star 712 hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone.
Wakoma and Nafufua, a dialing star 712 hash, and found no regrets. A side coma investors are a striking goal. A coma health workers are a diagnosis of luck with precision. A side coma that tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. They say a coma passionate farmer, or no so ain't even containing a joy. A fair to the seamstresser, or turning the hard end stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, a coma, if you say your next big win is right here.
Dial star 712 hash and join the luckiest winning celebration. From the 1st of July 2024, dial star 712 hash to keep buying tickets as a group, individual, or even as a community. Win loads of cash and prizes in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with star 712 hash. Join the winning streak now.
The luckiest
star 712 hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luck.
The other day, I visited Kweku at his spunky new office to congratulate him on opening his business. And man, was I impressed. The business is just moving quick. The sales, customers, everything is just working seamlessly. The secret, he said,
it's MTN Business Broadband. In this fast-paced environment, we need fast and reliable internet to support all business types. No laggy online meetings, great download and upload speeds, impeccable business management systems, all inclusive. I mean, you can have it all.
Shout! I signed on immediately.
To enable your business stay ahead and stay connected, make sure you're signed on to the best internet made just for businesses. MTN Business Broadband. Sign up today on broadband.mtn.com.ga. And manage your account on my MTN app. Call 0244 308 111 for more information. We are good together everywhere you go.
Attention CEOs, join Ghana's top 1,000 CEOs, policymakers, political leaders and ambassadors for the first Ghana CEO Presidential Manifesto Gala Dinner 2024 on November 7, 2024 at the Mervyn Peake Hotel Accra from 6 to 10:30 p.m. This historic event will focus on reigniting the business economy and social contract for growth, a business manifesto for political accountability and sustainable development. Special guests of honor include His Excellency Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, Vice President of Ghana, and His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, former President of Ghana. Attendance is by invitation and requires pre-registration. Register at ceogaladina.co.network.gh.com. For inquiries, contact 0546-391-970 or email ceogaladina@gmail.com. This event is powered by Chief Executives Network Ghana in partnership with Deloitte, PwC, University of Ghana, SIGA, GIPC, UPSA Law, and the Multimedia Group. The first Ghana CEO Presidential Manifesto Gala Dinner 2024, connecting political ambitions with business realities.
Chuboy, yeah. We have a new leader in town, OBRNT. I'm on for, me don't want to see the brain. When you say my baby, maybe mom more charcoal for whiter teeth. More charcoal. Not only that, maybe mom lemon. More lemon. Zinc for fresher breath. More zinc. And fluoride for stronger teeth.
Yeah. Introducing the new President Charcoal Pack with more power with a combination of charcoal and lemon for naturally whiter teeth. Grab yours now. This advert is FDA approved.
Imagine having access to top-notch educational resources, no matter your grade of school or location in Ghana. With the Ghana Knowledge and Skills Bank, you can tap into a vast library of resources, even in offline mode. From primary all the way to tertiary education, we've got you covered. As a student, you have access to past questions from 1990 to date for BEC, WASI, and tertiary test examinations. As a teacher or lecturer, you can hold virtual classes for your students and share your lecture notes for their use. As an educator or researcher, you can publish your books or articles for public consumption. And lastly, you have your own studies teacher or AI tutor who is trained to teach you in any subject topic till you fully understand. So whether you're a student, educator, content creator, researcher, or entrepreneur, the Ghana Knowledge and Skills Bank was made just for you. Sign up today at www.gksb.gov.gh. The Ghana Knowledge and Skills Bank, where learning has no limits and the possibilities are endless. This project was financed by the World Bank under the erstwhile e-Transform project at the Ministry of Communications and Digitalization.
Yes, elections. I am really confused. I don't know who to vote for.
Ah, why don't you know who to vote for? Let's listen to one policy JDM says he's going to implement when he's voted.
I think so. NDC ban. You may be in Juman kitten. My person, a branch executive, Nadi Omuhubejim. Say, I'm cooking now, personal share, poultry farm, Ketuebi, near Mao, Akuko Bono, near Tong Kukona Mao, near Mao, Ediania, Odebetuidiani, Sika, Odebetuidiani, Mao.
But why are you laughing? My guy, relax. So this is the reason he wants us to vote for him? Oh, the man hasn't changed one bit. Same old dead goat. Now let's listen to one of the many policies Dr. Bawumia has for the youth.
Jobs would be my major focus. Now, me be training 1 million youth in digital skills.
And see, that's not all. Apart from that, he's going to set up SME Bank to enable SMEs expand, to create jobs for the youth, and also increase demand with the buy now, pay small policy, which is the credit scoring system.
Oh, really?
That's not all, oh. You then let me give you the last one. He says he's going to introduce Buy Ghana First policy to boost local businesses to help them expand and employ more youth.
Wow! Now, I know who I'm voting for come December 7th. Dr. Bawumia, you have my vote.
Yes, so these are but a few of DMB's bold solutions for the youth when he's voted into power come December 7th.
I have changed my mind. I'm not voting for JDM anymore. I'll vote for the bold solutions man, Dr. Bawumia.
Great decision, my brother. This year, Dr. Bawumia's vote, yen fan cheche.
Vote Dr. Bawumia, number one on the ballot.
This year, I go vote angazangaza. Even if they offer me all the wache in Ghana, Lai, I no go mess up.
Me too. Go grow tea power.
Gonti, buy ye.
But with a shine on eyes, I hear see them the massage and change the results at the EC head office.
My people, I'm sure you're still talking about the election again. But what is the gist?
I heard they're able to change the figures at the EC head office and make our vote useless.
Let me assure you, even if we put your party's candidate, chairman, and general secretary as the EC chairperson and deputies, they will still not be able to steal the election for any candidate.
Sir?
The election is won or lost at the polling station, not at the EC head office. Every polling station has party agents watching like hawks.
But what about the ballot boxes? How do we know they are secure?
We treat the ballot boxes like then they carry pure gold. The ballot box is sealed with the seals of the Electoral Commission and all the political parties who choose to.
And the counting process?
How do we know
it's fair?
The counting is done openly for all to watch. Freely. The results go on a carbonized pink sheet. Sawakai pink sheet, no?
Yes.
The pink sheets are signed by all the agents. So we post a copy of the signed pink sheets at the polling station and also give copies to all the parties.
How are the results recorded?
From close to 40,000 polling stations, parties collate results from the pink sheets. Whoever gets the most votes from the pink sheets wins. Are you free? Are you fair?
So if the party fails to check the pink sheets properly,
blame yourself.
Exactly. Look, the way the security services, the party agents, election observers, and even the media make wild, they watch the election inside. Nobody go fit steal this election inside. The EC, they ensure, say, the voting process, it be free. It be fair, where it be transparent on top. So make confident, then go and cast your vote on election day. But remember, elections are won and lost at the polling station, not at the EC head office. 2024 election process, not a finchim. It be clean, no kululu.
It's the time of the day when all seems okay. It gets better when I hear you play. I keep begging for more. Emotions, they soar as you take me on that Lexus tour. When I'm going home.
This is Joy, 99.7 FM, coming up at 26 minutes past 7 o'clock. And like you expected, I'm sure, you expected to hear Personality Profile this evening. Yeah. Earlier, we're supposed to host the queen of high life music in Africa, of course, Queen Asabia Cropper and Kente Man, who are very legendary when it comes to promoting our culture, especially with our fabrics globally. Won several awards across the world, and they have showcased our music, our high life music, and our clothing to, well, millions around the world. We're supposed to host them this evening on Personality Profile. Unfortunately, Queen Asabia has taken ill quite unexpectedly, and so they're unable to make it to the studio this evening. So we totally apologize that we're unable to bring you that conversation, but of course, we need to make sure that she's a lot better. And then at a later date when she's better, we can have that conversation with you. So thank you so much for staying with us. But stay tuned in because I'll share some good tunes with you, especially this particular one from her that I know you love as well. Yeah, Wamaya. So stay tuned in to Joy 99.7 FM. And once again, we totally apologize. We weren't able to bring you that conversation with Queen Asabia Cropper and Kente Man here on Joy 99.7 FM. I'm Lexus Bill. Stay tuned in, eh?
Joy 99.7 FM.
At 7 o'clock, Uncle Ken will be on your radio as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
89.7 FM. Like Man Zaya really loves this song. He says I should repeat the song for him. Why not? Well, if you're just joining in and you missed that announcement earlier, we totally apologize. We were unable to bring you the Personality Profile conversation with Queen Asabia Cropper and Kente Man. They were both scheduled to be on Personality Profile this evening, but unfortunately, Queen Asabia has taken ill, and we pray that she recovers really fast. We pray for speedy recovery for her. Able to bring you that conversation this evening. Yeah. Regards to Gilbert and the team at Atlantic Phones.
semi, when say my semka gram walking. I say me be na bro when I walk on, na bro when I walk on. Dem I say me na bro when I walk on. I say I love you. I can't for so say mother wo, mother wo. I say me na bro when I walk on, na bro when I walk on. Dem I say me na bro when I walk on. I say I love you. Fuck back up, melon. Yemi wo wa no fie fie da ma no wa bona 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 yi nemro ya bo frano nena nene just man to la no na bura bura da ma ra no ba san e kira be fie su de mu wo ko si wo bi o demi ti da pre you be ni we ke se na kro re ba no bo to da bro fu de lu bi ki na wo kwa na wo ko. But honey, please come back. I love you. Please come back. We need a dream, bro. We need a cat and a camutia. At the desia, the sunyans are see me there. Ah, Zena, I love you. Why a gay at him? Ah, Zena, I love you. Why a gay at him? Na bro for na walk on, na bro for na walk on. Dem say me na bro for na walk on. I say I love you. I can't for so say more wo wo wo. Enu bi chenchi bi anak jesi yo be ye pinyin. Igro mu wan branch ye ni na ra wenya jenu mo damaro. Demi ti dafre. Yes, you know, don't look from that branch, you be naming for one or Dara, or the American Cassin. A branch, you in Seattle, Jar, not the normal capping market, this year, not some more catcher, this year, soon you're there. Well, I'm sorry. I was only running to come and tell you that I've been seeing you around. You're so beautiful. I think I love you. Sama kete si kacha branch yeye.
Hey, yama wan check on one. What you make do one other thing? Who say me do the matter? I catch him say I love you. Eh? Why not love you? Which one love you? Nibi what?
Amanfu, uma sa wata na masani. Wazu papa wenyi nam. Asemi na bro for na walk. I love you.
Joy 99.7 FM.
I'm
Elections. I am really confused. I don't know who to vote for.
Why don't you know who to vote for? Let's listen to one policy JDM says he's going to implement when he's voted.
I think so NDC ban. They be being juman kitten 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 kitten. My person a branch executive na di on mobile gym. Say and cook on our person share a poultry farm, ketu a b near mao a cuckoo bono, near ton cocoa mao, near mao a diana de betrayed yani am sika de betrayed yani amount.
But why are you laughing? My guy, relax. So this is the reason he wants us to vote for him? Oh, the man hasn't changed one bit. Same old dead goat. Now let's listen to one of the many policies Dr. Bawumia has for the youth.
Jobs would be my major focus. Now, me be training 1 million youth in digital skills.
And see, that's not all. Apart from that, he's going to set up SME Bank to enable SMEs expand to create jobs for the youth and also increase demand with the buy now, pay small policy, which is the credit scoring system.
Oh, really?
That's not all, oh. You then let me give you the last one. He says he's going to introduce Buy Ghana First policy to boost local businesses to help them expand and employ more youth.
Wow! Now, I know who I'm voting for come December 7th. Dr. Bawumia, you have my vote.
Yes, so these are but a few of DMB's bold solutions for the youth when he's voted into power come December 7th.
I've changed my mind. I'm not voting for JDM anymore. I'll vote for the bold solutions man, Dr. Bawumia.
Great decision, my brother. This year, Dr. Bawumia's vote, yen fan cheche.
And yeah, never dia yen fan cheche.
Vote Dr. Bawumia, number one on the ballot.
Attention CEOs, join Ghana's top 1,000 CEOs, policymakers, political leaders, and ambassadors for the first Ghana CEO Presidential Manifesto Gala Dinner 2024 on November 7, 2024 at the Mervyn Peak Hotel, Accra from 6 to 10:30 p.m. This historic event will focus on reigniting the business economy and social contract for growth, a business manifesto for political accountability and sustainable development. Special guests of honor include His Excellency Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, Vice President of Ghana, and His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, former President of Ghana. Attendance is by invitation and requires pre-registration. Register at ceogaladina.co.gh.com. For inquiries, contact 0546-391-970 or email ceogaladina@gmail.com. This event is powered by Chief Executives Network Ghana in partnership with Deloitte, PwC, University of Ghana, SIGA, GIPC, UPSA Law, and the Multimedia Group. The first Ghana CEO Presidential Manifesto Gala Dinner 2024, connecting political ambitions with business realities.
As the proud official global betting partner of Arsenal, Betway is bringing you way more with the new fan-exclusive page. Place any bet on Arsenal and you'll stand a chance to win exciting monthly prizes from a range of Arsenal jerseys to memorabilia and more. Not only that, you also stand a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime play-on-the-pitch experience at the Emirates Stadium. Competition ends on the 31st of January 2025. Exclusive to Betway. Terms and conditions apply. Regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway. Get way more.
Are you ready to turn your home ownership dreams into reality? The Ecobank Joint Use Habitat Fair is back, bigger and better, with everything you need under one roof. Whether you're looking to buy land, start construction, or find the perfect interior design, we've got you covered. This year's theme, Get a House, Make It a Home, focuses on helping you not only to secure a property, but create a space where memories are made. It's not just about walls and doors, it's about building a home that reflects your style, meets your needs, and gives you comfort. Whether you're a first-time buyer, a homeowner looking to upgrade, or a property developer, the Ecobank Joint Use Habitat Fair is the place to be. Network with professionals, explore the latest technologies, and walk away with solutions tailored to your housing needs. Come with a dream, leave with a plan. The Ecobank Joint Use Habitat Fair is in partnership with Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and powered by the Plant City Extension Project from Cities and Habitats, Rent to Own, and sponsored by Elegant Homes. Where quality meets value, safety and home solutions. You think of a door, we have it. G&J Technical Services, G&J, the Generator People, Death Tracker Woodlands, a master plan gated city, DPS Pipes, connecting you to life, Homeward Building Supplies, let's build together, Global Lighting, your solution to quality lighting, Superlock, you deserve the best, Everlast UPVC Windows and Doors, the right choice for windows and doors, Syntex Tank, Aya Strong, Aya Tough, Less Fortune Limited, Curtain Spa Pepe, Luxuriously Perfect, Build Free Solar Hybrid Air Conditions, Superior Cooling with Energy, DBS Roofing Industry, your roof experts, Virtual Security, Complete Security Solution, Yobend Security Doors, Protecting Lives and Properties, Clifton Homes, Beautiful Homes, Wise Investments, and Tino Solutions, the renewable energy experts. Ecobank Joint Use Habitat Fair. Get a house, make it a home.
It's time to take action and create your prosperity.
Hi there, this is Lucy Quist, author of the book and convener of the conference, The Bold New Normal. I would like to personally invite you to this year's Paradigm Shifting Conference.
Speaking, Patricia Obonai, CEO, Telecel Ghana, Bernard Avle, General Manager, CTFM and Channel One, Valerie Labi, CEO, Wahoo, Dr. Yao Pebi, CEO, Heart Group, and many others.
In addition to our seasoned speakers, I will host the masterclass.
Make a date at the Pearly Gates Gardens, East Lagos, on Saturday, October 26, 2024.
We start at 8 a.m. sharp.
Purchase tickets at lucyquist.com and Eagle Tickets or dial *713*33*121#. The Bold New Normal Conference is brought to you by Platinum Sponsor, Margins ID Group, Sponsors, Stanbic Bank, Delta Airlines, Type, Media Partners, Dominion TV, Joy 99.7 FM, Sunny 88.7 FM.
You don't want to miss this.
The Bold New Normal Conference. Take action and create your prosperity. We'll be right back.